This is Sean with Voices of SAE with the second take with LZ. And we left off with, you know, getting into some fun stories. And the first story I have with you that I remember is the summer before my freshman year when I was up there taking a couple classes and went with some of the SAEs to go watch this band called The Y Store out at the Water Bowl. And you were out there, and that's the first moment I met you. And I had a blast. It's the first time I really got to bond with the guys, and you were instrumental in making me also feel comfortable that these guys were cool and good dudes and giving them accolades. So what's some of your favorite moments just throughout the time with the guys that really stand out?
Well, a lot of the after party moments on the dance floor and doing a lot of dancing and a lot of hanging out, running into their brothers, you know, across campus. For instance, I rode a bike. I was on my bike all the time on campus, and I had this little bike horn on my bicycle. I had a 12 speed, and it was a Ninja Turtle horn. And I went to get my bicycle one time after class, and the horn was gone. And I thought, but the bike was there. I'm like, well, now where could that horn be? So I'm cruising along Riverside, heading towards my dorm, and all of a sudden I hear honk, 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 hey, LZ, and it's Brother Johnson and his Honda, and someone is sticking their arm out the window, and they're honking my Ninja Turtle bike horn. So they found someone knew where my bike was. Somebody probably had class nearby, and you know, Brian Johnson was one of the funnest, you know, and funniest, and so they thought that was cute and funny. They're like, well, you know where to find it. So, you know, like they needed a reason to get me to the house. But, you know, of course, that led me to going to the house and reclaiming my horn. It may have taken more than one attempt to get it back, but that is one of my favorite. It was just, you know, just off the cuff fun. There were some other, just a lot of the dancing, the after parties, the, you know, the Patty Murphy parties. All the barn dances and all the hay rides. See, this isn't going to work, Sean.
No, you're good.
He's screaming in the background.
Yeah, he's fine. Just keep going. So the hay rides and what else?
Hay rides, barn dances, Patty Murphy's, where you find out that you are nominated again for Sweetheart. There's just so many that it's hard to pin down on one. I will say another good thing, Rowan Beneke. I was running for Student Government Association, and we needed a VP on our ballot. And so they asked me, Ilse, who do you know? What do you know? I said, well, I've got a guy in mind. So I tracked Rowan down and talked to him, and then he came on board, and we swept that student government election, and just things like that. You know, if ever I needed anything or anyone, I knew that I could count on the boys, and you guys always had my back.
Wasn't Rowan from Zimbabwe or something?
Yes, he is from South Africa, Zimbabwe, and he is doing very, very well now, married, and he also has a son, a little bit younger than Benjamin, right around Benjamin's age.
Was his family in government or something? I'm vaguely remembering something really unique about his situation over there.
I don't know exactly as much about that, but I think his country itself has had a lot of civil unrest. As of now, I'm not sure how things are. I know his mom is still over there. I think he has a brother, maybe. You know, we've drifted some. It's like a hey on Facebook once in a while. But I know his mom is still over there. But, yeah, that's all I really know.
Okay. So is there any – like when you became Sweetheart – the second time, And how did the whole tree come about? What was the tree situation, if you want to touch
on
that?
You know what? That's a Chris Polin, I believe, Shep Citizen, Al Kraft. Jeremy Windmiller might have had a part in that. I'm not sure what that... I guess it just to remember me, I spent a lot of time, a lot of my heart, you know, spent a lot of time with, I would show up for rushes and help with food, and I'd get cakes and help with the other beverages, and just had a lot of fun there. So I guess I just really wanted to make a statement. And the house was getting renovated or added on to, so there were some bricks involved. And I know I grabbed some bricks and I did some things and got some plates put on like some, I don't remember what they say now. But they kept them in the formal under the glass. I don't know if they're still a part of the house. So I think it was just kind of a very special time in our lives. And I was staying on board at Ball State for a little bit longer for my externship, like I mentioned earlier, and adding on to another minor. So it was kind of like a farewell, but yeah, I was still around. Cheryl Christ, now Schmidt, became the sweetheart at that time. So why they exactly chose the pear tree? I don't know, but I don't think it was like a mockery or anything. And as far as last time I was there, it's been a long time. It was still standing and growing. I don't know if it's ever produced any fruit. I guess it just wanted something that would, you know, reminisce, that lasts. And that's kind of like, you know, the legacy of me at the time, perhaps.
Always giving sweet fruit. How about that?
Yes, I just loved you guys, and I didn't ever expect anything in return. Like I said in the beginning, I did not date anybody. I think that my time frame of being there, that sort of was the thing. You had to be dating somebody. You got pinned. You would go up for, you know, be nominated for a sweetheart, and I kind of broke that trend, I think. And I later dated Jeff Ward for a bit, and he's the only one I did date, but I was close friends with Jeremy Windmiller for a while. He was one of my orientation students. That helped too, being an orientation leader. I got to see a lot of the guys when they were freshmen and coming up, and you know, you can't really say much about it. For sororities, you have to be quiet if you're part of that recruitment team. You can't really talk about what sorority you're in or any of that other stuff. You have to remain impartial. But being a summer orientation leader, I got to get a sneak peek at some of you guys before you actually went through the house. And then maybe that made it a little more comfortable. I do believe another time I walked in when there was a new class going through some intense meetings and downstairs. And yeah. I kind of invited myself in, and with a firm, stern face, I can't remember exactly who redirected me to the nearest exit, but
that's funny.
That was my first experience of seeing how some of those meetings went for the new rushies.
Right. All right. So what advice would you give to future sweethearts?
Just be real. Just be around. Like, you know, the Greek life is different from our days. So I would say show up and be present. I went to a lot of the sporting events, you know, the intramural sports that you guys had. I was friendly with several of the other fraternity houses. I was just a social butterfly, but everybody knew that my heart was at SAE's. And if anybody gave me a hard time, they knew who would show up at their front step. It was like a brother-sister relationship. It wasn't, you know, like I said, I wasn't dating anybody until Jeff. And then after that, even, it was still, it didn't matter, you know. Just be real, be yourself, laugh. You know, be ready to kick up and go at a moment's notice to go do something fun, low maintenance. And you're going to get muddy and a little messy, and you need to be okay with that.
Okay. So what's your advice to the actives, the current brothers that are going to be able to share their life accomplishments, future goals, and some stories?
Don't forget about the sweetheart. And stay in touch with her. I guess. I'm not really sure. Other advice, just be true to what SAA means. It really is about being a true gentleman. And the loyalty I've seen amongst the brothers, even beyond our years, is wonderful to witness. Again, show up, you know, be there for your brothers. I've seen over the years where some wives have been ill or something, there's been some job changes, career changes suddenly, not necessarily voluntarily, and it seems like there's always an SAE right there to kind of push them along and encourage them. And that makes me feel really good, and it makes me miss you guys even more.
All right, and closing, what would you like to just say to the guys that know you, the alumni?
Oh, five apples. And I miss you. And, you know, I really, Sean Kirker, other than you and Joe M, for my wedding, you guys were a part of my wedding day, night. So that was one of the, kind of brought everything around full circle. You guys were fraternity, you were there when I was a freshman, and you guys were there as I put the ring on my hand. So, just thank you, and I miss you, and stay in touch.
Okay. All right. Well, Laura Roberts, Old School LZ, that was beautiful. We all love you, and you always will be our favorite. Well, probably my favorite, Violet. How about that?
Oh, and I love that song.
Violets,
yes, and I miss that.
Violets, you're the fairest flower to me. Violets, violets, emblem of fraternity. With your perfume, memories come of Sigma Alpha Epsilon. Dearest flower beneath the sun. My
Violet. Yes, and they are welcome to call and leave me a recording. They can leave me a voicemail. They can sing Violet to me. They don't have to get down on a knee, but I'll imagine that they are.
Yeah, they can call you at 1-800-555-1414. No, I'm kidding. That's not.
Yeah, no. And we need a new bylaw. We need to add something. I think that's the verbiage. My son, obviously my husband is not an SAE, which, by the way, I'm surprised I did not marry an SAE. So, but my son, we need to put something in there where he is sort of a legacy. If he were to rush, you know, I have a t-shirt and a sweatshirt set aside for him to wear when he's in middle school and high school. And, you know, hopefully I can get some referrals or however it goes when he is ready to rush.
You always were a planner.
Oh, he is a true gentleman. I can say that for him.
That's great.
He is definitely going to be a true gentleman. So I appreciate you guys for setting the example of how wild a young man can be, but also how wonderful and solid and how much you guys love your mamas.
That's beautiful. Well, Laura, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you, Kirker.
I look forward to hearing, you know, from the guys that you've called out and their perspectives of you as well.
There's so many more, like Bernie Doyle and Fido and all of them, the older ones, you know, that were even before me, they were on their way out the door. Bernie Doyle, you know, there's a whole bunch of them, and I don't want to exclude anybody, but it's like, you guys, it's been a long time. If you would have stayed in better touch. I would have forgotten. I haven't forgotten, but we've all forgotten a little bit, but that doesn't mean that I don't still love and care.
Yes, well, we all love you.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, Violet, you have a beautiful evening, and just stay on the line. I'm going to close this one out.
All right, Kirker.